The Politics of Chess, the Case of Shariah Bayat. It should not be a great surprise to anyone to learn that top-level chess, like other sports, has its share of politics. A case study is that of the gifted Iranian player Shariah Bayat. Shariah, now domiciled in England, fell foul of the chess authorities some years ago, but a case was brought into the headlines recently by an investigatory report by CNN, on which I've based this podcast. In 2020, during the World Chess Championships, Shariah was criticised in her native Iran for not wearing the appropriate headscarf. Enter the Chess Federation President, Arkady Dvorkovich. President Dvorkovich served as Russia's Deputy Prime Minister between 2012 to 2018. Following a stint as the Kremlin's top economic advisor. He has always maintained that his political stance does not influence his work for FIDE, the chess organizational body. He has also pointed out that he was one of the most senior establishment figures in Russia to question the war in Ukraine. According to Shariah, Mr. Djokovic never spoke to her in person at the time about the lack of the headscarf. Nor her Western-style clothes, including a T-shirt, despite being in the same room as her when she was wearing it. Instead, he messaged her, requesting her not to use official FIDE events for, quote, political purposes, end quote. After some thought, she decided to wear a blue and yellow outfit in support of the Ukrainian people fighting against the Russian invasion, and also in memory of the 176 people that were killed after Iran said it unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian plane that crashed near Tehran earlier in the year. Since that day, she hasn't been invited to another FIDE event, despite the organisation still recognising her as the leading female administrator in Europe. This was still the case in 2022. She has been told by a senior FIDE official that it was because of her outfits in Iceland. The situation has been further clouded by Iran's dispute with FIFA over failing to comply with FIDE's regulations that it allegedly told its players not to play against Israeli opponents. Iran's Chess Federation insists that the athletes themselves decide in which events to participate. Another quote from Shariah. I find it extremely ironic that FIDE finds my human rights T-shirts political, but when the Iran Chess Federation repeatedly forces its players not to play against Israel, FIDE is silent and turns a blind eye to that. Asked by CNN whether it was confident Djokovic was working without pleasure from Russian authorities in regards to Bayat's support of the Iranian protests, FIDE said it had total and absolute faith in him. Quote, while we respect Ms. Bayat's political stance and activities, any FIDE officials need to follow political neutrality while on duty. And of all the official positions one can hold, that of an arbiter is the one that demands higher standards of integrity, neutrality, and discretion, FIDE told CNN. Bayat, who now works in primary schools teaching chess, said the report she is receiving from the international chess community has been as heartwarming as it was when she first sought asylum in England back in 2020. I'm sorry that this story has as yet no satisfactory conclusion. I do hope one day to make a more pleasing follow-up. I'm grateful to the English chess grandmaster Jonathan Levitt for alerting me to this story after his own meeting with Shariah Bayat in Oxford earlier in the year.